Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngibonge uJonga Kandimiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalithona njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlazi ku 1 Nkwenkwezi 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lweWorkers Day. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lweZig izolo, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke. Iningi labasakhulayo kwele Melika lithi lifisa ukuba ngabe kulabanye abancintisayo esikhundleni sikamongameli ngaphandle kukamongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Bekulabantu abaphansi kwenkulungwane eyodwa enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lweWorkers Day. Uhulumende esithi uyazazi inhlupho ezibhekane lezisebenzi. Iningi lithi usuku lolu lunanzwa ngesikhathi abantu bebhekane lobunzima obukhulu elizweni. Okunenga sikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Izisebenzi ebezinanza usuku leWorkers Day eHarare zithe zithwele nzima ngoba akazitholi imali eyeneleyo. Iningi lazo zithola imali ephansi kakhulu ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kaziyitholi. Abaqhatshi bekhala ngokungenzi impahla ngemfanelo ngenxa yokugukudeka komnotho. Kunanzwa usuku lwezisebenzi, uhulumende weZimbabwe uthe wenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukubona ukuba izisebenzi zithola iholo eleneleyo, indawo ezinhle zokusebenzela ndawonye lamathuba angcono. Emazwini akhe alunyaka, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana July Moyo ethulwe ngumholi kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana Busani Moyo wazise ukuba uhulumende uyazazi indubo zezisebenzi zakhe.
Uhulumende usebuye lendlela eziningi zokwehlisa ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokugukudeka kwemali. Enye yalezi ndlela yokulethwa kwemali yeZig. Lokhu sikwenzela ukuba imali yesebenzi ibe lamandla ukuze isebenzi sizakale.
Ekhuluma emele izisebenzi, unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthe izisebenzi zeZimbabwe azithokozi ngesimo esiselizweni.
Intengo yezinto into ehluphayo, kukati ke njalo iholo lisalele ngamuva okumangalisayo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ATUZ, umnumzana Themba Kuye Moyo, laye uthe intengo yempahla leholo akuhambelani.
Lamhla ke thina siyabe singajabuli, siyabe silonda indlela esizamisela ngayo ukuthi senze collective bargaining.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni wokunanza iWorkers Day ngumbalisi unkosikazi Catherine Dube.
Abantwana abanye abasoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene labanye abantwana bayefunda, ngoba mina njengomzali wabo yisivo 70 ofundisa abantwana babanye abantu angenelisi ukuthi mbabhadalele ifizi zabo.
Ilanga leWorkers Day liza ngesikhathi iningi lithola iholo eliphansi kakhulu, intengo yempahla ikhuphuka mihla ngemihla. IZCTU ithi abantu abangaba isilinganiso sokuyisithupha ekhulwini 60% eZimbabwe kabasebenzi. Isithi kumele uhulumende aphume lamacebo angadala imisebenzi elizweni. Inhloko yalonyaka yokunanza lelilanga ithi Workers Demand an Inclusive Zimbabwe Free from Poverty, Corruption and Oppression. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe-ZIG izolo, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke, kodwa liyenelisa ukuyisebenzisa ezitolo nge-swipe. Abomkambo wensitha babikwa behlise isisindo se-ZIG lamuhla saba sithengwa ngama-ZIG angu-20 idola lemelika elilodwa, kukanti abemchova labathengisa ezitaladeni babikwa bengayamukeli iswipe ngoba befuna imali yohlobo lwama-US dollars lama-rands. Ibhanga le-reserve libikwa lisithi liyathokoza ngokuthi abantu bayamukele limali njalo lisebenza gadalala ukubona ukuthi amabhanga wonke ayayithola. Ukuze sizwe okwenzakale kobulawayo lamhlanje, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi eZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga elizwe.
Lamuhla belinanza ilanga lezisebenzi, lingabe liluthintile yini lolu daba?
Lo ke ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi yeZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga yelizwe. Ingatsha ezibona ngezenotho lokulandelwa kwemithetho kweleMalawi sezikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi alungise okuhluphayo kuhlelo lokuthengwa kwempahla yomphakathi. Ugwalo lweMalawi Assurance Report on Public Infrastructure Projects olwethulwe ngomnyaka ka-2021 luveza ukuba inkohlakalo ibhahile kuhulumende weMalawi. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uChimwemwe Phadatha ulobe lolu daba olulandelayo eselilongwe kweleMalawi lwatolikelwa ngesiNdebele nguNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Okubonayo ngemva kwami libhakane elixwayisa abachayeli ngamagodi agcwele emgwaqweni okwamakhilomitha alikhulu lambili noma ngaphezulu emgwaqweni weMalawi uM1. Wona ohlanganisa inyakatho, inkabazwe kanye leningizimu yelizwe. Lokhu kuyisibonelo esiqinileyo sesimo semigwaqo. Ingcwethi ezihlaziya ezenotho lenhlalakahle kaZulu zikhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi avuselele imigwaqo ngokuphangisa uma iMalawi ihlose ukuqinisa ukuthuthukiswa komnotho wayo. amagodi lezinye inkinga zomgwaqo ziyingxenye yempilo yansuku zonke emadolobheni. Ngaphandle kokufaka abachayeli labantu makhaza engozini, ingxaki lezi zingesinye sezikhubeko eziphazamisa ukuthuthuka komnotho. Nangu umhlali welilongwe uJack Gama.
Isimo somgwaqo kwamanje sikhweza indleko zezimoto, isikhathi sokuhamba futhi sidala umonakalo kumithwalo.
Ngenxa yokuwonakala kwemigwaqo, abatshayeli bathatha amahola amathathu ukusuka elilongwe besiya eKasungu, okungumango owawuvame ukuthatha amahola amabili kuphela. Ingcweti kwezenotho uBetha Phiri uthi ngempela ukudilika kwemigwaqo sokuphazamise ukukhula komnotho.
Nxa sile migwaqo emihle, umnotho lenhlalakahle kaZulu kuzathuthuka, ngoba ngempela imigwaqo ilamandla okuphehla ukuthengiselana, ukuvula imikambo emitsha lokuguga abatshali bezimali abatsha.
Ingatsha ezigqugquzela ukuqhutshwa kwemisebenzi kahulumende ngendlela ecacileyo zikhomba amaphutha ezinhlelweni zokuthengwa kwempahla zomphakathi ezivumela ukufumbathisana okuvumela amafemu okwakha angafanelanga ukuthi athole amakontilaha amakhulu. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeCenter for Social Accountability and Transparency, umnumzana Willy Kamkandira, uthi,
"We have seen contracts being awarded to individuals.
Sila makontlaha anikezwa abantu abangelawo lodwa umtshina, abangelayo lenkampani eyodwa. Sesibone njalo imisebenzi yezinga laphansi ngoba kube lokukhumbathisana phakathi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende labamakhontilaha okudala ukuthi kube lenhlelo zokwakha ezingelahlonzi."
Ekhuluma ngokukhonona kwabantu phezu kwesimo semigwaqo yaseMalawi, umphathintambo obona ngokuthwalwa kwempahla lemisebenzi yomphakathi uthembise uZulu ukuthi imigwaqo izalungiswa ngokuthetha.
"There are circumstances that lead to poor.
Kunezizathu eziningi ezibangela ukuthi kwakhiwe izakhiwo ezingelahlonzi, esinye sazo yinkohlakalo. Ezinye inhlelo zihle zehlule khona ukuqala. Indlela iprojekthi eyabe ihlele ngayo ihle yehlule ngezinye izikhathi bayehluleka ukuthenga izinto zokusebenzisa."
Ngenxa yalokhu, ugatsha olulawula imisebenzi yokwakha olweNational Construction Industry Council of Malawi solwenyuse umlandu walo wokuqondisa inhlelo zokwakha ezikhona. Nangu umqondisi walolu gatsha, umnumzana Gerald Konje.
"In the next few years we'll pick up, especially looking at the large..."
Sikholwa ukuthi eminyakeni embalwa ezayo sizabona ingqubela phambili ikakhulu enhlelweni ezinkulu ezifana nemigwaqo. Lokhu kungenxa yokuthi sesibone ukuzimisela okukhulu kuhulumende, amankampani azimeleyo kanye labasebenzisana labo kwezentuthuko.
Umlawuli wogatsha lokwakha useqalile ukumisa ama-projects okwakha ephule izivumelwano zamakontilaha eziphathelane lomthetho we-National Construction Industry Act. Abagadi bezimota bathi kudingeka amanyathelo aphuthumayo ukuze kulungisiswe imigwaqo ekhona. IMalawi icabanga ukuqala uhlelo lokuthwalwa kwempahla olulenhlangothi ezijiyeneyo kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2063. Ingxenye yalolu hlelo ebalulekileyo yikuthi kube le migwaqo emihle exhumanisa indawo ezisemadolobheni lasemaphandleni. Umbiko weWorld Bank Transport Infrastructure Sector Assessment Program owethulwe ngo-2023 ukhomba ukuthi iMalawi idinga i-1.5 trillion kwacha, okuyimali elingana le-$8.6 million eyokuqhuba inhlelo zokulungisisa imigwaqo ngomnyaka ka-2025. ukuze kuphehle ukukhula komnotho. Lolu daba lulotshwe intathelizindaba ye Voice of America uChimwemwe Padatha ngesiNgisi lwahumutshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo we Studio 7.
KwezeMelika, iningi labasakhulayo kwelemelika lithi lifisela ukuthi ngabe kulabanye abancintisa ukuba ngumongameli ngaphandle kokukhetha umongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Kungakhathalekile abatsha bakhetha bani phakathi kwababili laba. Intathelizindaba ye-VOA uScott Staines uluve udaba olulandelayo. Kubo bonke asebeke bancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welemelika, akula abaleminyaka eminingi yokuzalwa njengalabo ababili abakhona lo umnyaka. Osekudale imibuzo eminingi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo. UDesmond Kaga ubefuna kube labanye abancintisayo.
Republicans or Democrats, can you put someone?
Ama Republicans kumbe ama Democrats bangakhetha umuntu olohlonzi. Uyazi ngingambotela.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye Pew Research ngeviki edluleyo luveze ukuba isilinganiso esedlula okungamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini 75% sabavoti abaphansi kweminyaka engamachumi amathathu i-30 bathi bebengafuna abancintisayo laba ababili ukuthi basuswe ngani bayenelisa ukwenza lokhu. Kodwa yibaphi abasakhulayo abafuna uTrump kumbe uBiden? Ukunanzelela udaba lwelungelo lokuzala ikho okwenza uFrancesca Paniello ukuthi asekele umongameli Biden. Ilungelo lokukhetha ukuzala lokubhema insango kukhona kuphepha lokuvota esigabeni seFlorida kukhetho lukalwezi. Lokhu yikho okuletha intsha ukuthi ivotele ibandla leDemocratic Party, kutsho uJayden O'Donofrio.
I think abortion is important. Ngibona
ngani udaba lokukhipha isisu luqhakathekile. Ngibona leli kulilungelo likamama lokuzikhethela okuqhakathekileyo.
Abanye abasakhulayo basola uBiden ngokusekela ele Israel empini yalelo lizwe esigabeni seGaza. Kodwa lokhu yikho okuzabangela ukuthi uEliana Stein amvotele.
Youth voters have a real opportunity to shape the electoral landscape here in Florida. We've seen that the right to choice.
Inja abavoti ilethuba lokulungisa indlela yokuvota lapha eFlorida. Sibona ukuthi ilungelo lokukhetha lokubhema insango yokuzilibazisa kuyinsika yabasakhulayo. Ukuqakathekiswa yintsha evotayo ikakhulu ilungelo lokukhetha ukukhipha isisu.
Abatsha abaseke la uBiden bagoqela oweWisconsin uBriona Bonilo loJonathan Boyer.
Right now for me one of the most important things is
ngikubonayo okwamanje especially
throughout the conflict that's going on, so I really appreciate President Biden in this current conflict.
Iningi lentsha elivotela uTrump likwejayele ukuthi abanye babo bayasola ukuthi bakhethelani uTrump, kutsho uIsaiah Turner.
Sengike ngazama.
I've tried to have conversations with people who don't like Trump, and they're like, you can leave, I don't want to talk to you anymore. So I think that's the main problem. People aren't open to listening. They're just like, if you like Trump, you're a horrible person, or just that. So I feel like...
UTurner uthi uthanda indlela uTrump alwisana ngokungethembeki. Corruption.
I'll go to the bars wearing a Trump 2024 hat and I get weird looks.
Ngina ipawa ngikhoke impahla elotsho ukuthi Trump 2024. Ngibona ngikhanyelwa ngelihlo elibi. Kodwa akungihluphi lokho.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso yeReuters le Ipsos ngombimbitho lutshengise ukuba abakweleMelika abaleminyaka engaphakathi kwelithumi layisitshiyangalombili lengamathumi amabili lasitshiyangalolunye ifuna uBiden kulo Trump okuyisilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini i-3%. Lesi silinganiso sincinyane kakhulu kulesingamathumi amabili lane ekhulwini i-24% uBiden anqoba ngaso uTrump kuminyaka emine edluleyo. Inhlanganiso yabatsha eHozi Innovator ephathiswa ihofisi emela elemelika eZimbabwe isigqibe uhlelo lokufundisa abatsha ezamabhizimusi emadolobheni amane athi iHarare, Bulawayo, Gweru leMtare. Uhlelo lolu soluphathise abatsha bedlula ikhulu lamachumi amathathu 130 njalo lukhangelele ukufundisa abanye abangamakhulu amathathu 300 lusebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana ebulenjini. Okuningi asikuzweni kutabo kancube weStudio 7 exoxa lomunye wabakhokheli beHozi Innovator unkosazana Patience Ziramba.
Siyathaba ngoba masenza ama-trainings wethu iLDF Innovator si-emphasize ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwama-business abo. For instance, ukuthi umuntu engakubuza ukuthi kanti wena Patience ungenza okwani, kumele ukwanise ukukhuluma ngokuzithoba, uwazi ukuthi uyakukhuluma ngokwani. So abanye bethu abatsha esibafundisileyo ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwama-business abo. Omunye wakhona sayenza futhi ama-pitch competition lawo ukuthi abantu bakhulume ngokwama-business wabo. Omunye wethu wathola i-number 3 and then kathesi sethaba ukuthi wa-invite ukuthi ahambe ayophitha ko-JCI last week. Omunye wabo wathola enye i-investment through i-Empower Bank. Omunye wama-participant ethu wakwazi ukuthenga i-industrial sewing machine. So sebe sifuna ukuthi into ezinjengalezi yizo ezikwazi ukuthi abatsha bahambelele phambili ngama-business abo ngoba siphila ngesikhathi ezingela imisebenzi eminingi and siyabe sizama ukuthi abatsha kumele baziyenzele izinto zabo ngezabo izandla.
Bona bamukela njani uhlelo lolu abatsha?
Sibona njengathi bayathaba kakhulu ngoba abanye bangikhona nxa siqalisa i-training yakhona first day bayabe engawazi ukuthi bayabe blank uyabe ewazi ukuthi yena uthunga okwamabhegi ukuthi awathengise ngathi akuhambise njani uyabe engela lwazi lokuthi ahambe njani. So saqalisa i-first training sayenza eHarare, sayenza iMtare, Gqeberha, Bulawayo. So from 6 to 6 siyabona ukuthi ama-applications ethu ayaba maningi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi.
Sikhangelele ukuthi uhlelo lolu luzaqhubekela phambili okwesikhathi esinganani.
Unfortunately, i-event yethu yayikwanisa ukuthi iyenze ama-sixes ayi-4 kuphela and sesiphelile. So kathesi sesiphelele online program ukuthi sesifundise abanye.
Lo ke ngunkosazana Patience Ziramba ongomunye wabakhokheli benhlanganiso yeHozi Innovator ubexoxa ecingweni loTabo kancube uStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Esigabeni sabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje uGibbs Dube uStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Justin Moyo ongunogada kwele South Africa.
Ngibuya ePinga eZumalana abaya khonale eZimbabwe kodwa ngibuya eSouth Africa.
Ye, lapho egoli ufike nini?
Ngibuya ngo-2018 kodwa lokho ngiyabuyela ekhaya.
Ye, kuyini okwenza ukuthi usuke eZimbabwe nxa usithela amapitshana?
Ngome kakhulu ngoba imali yakhona ayikho. Noma ufikile ekhaya uma uyibamba ngenamba inkulu kakhulu noma ngithi iningi kodwa uma sekumele ithenge yikho bona khona ukuthi incane ayenzi lutho.
Ye, singathi khona manje wenzani khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Lami ngathola lokho ngomsebenzi lapho kwe-security lami lokho ngivuka labanye siyancela.
Ye, lamhla uyakwazi lilanga lezisebenzi wena kubona njani khonokho?
Ngingasho ngithi njengakuleli lizwe ngibulo sokungashiwo kutheli ilanga lezisebenzi kuzwakala ngathi kuyazwakala kodwa njengangithi ngale sizalwa khona uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi kuza kukhulunywa ngaziphi izisebenzi mpa ngoba vele azisebenza kusetshenzwa kayikho imali.
Ye, akuchasise khonapho utujoni indaba kungasetshenzwa indaba kungela mali.
Angazi namuthi ngathi ngoba sengiphinde ngezokuthiwa kule mali ekhona maybe kuzoba khona imisebenzi ezoba khona ezohambelana lokuthi uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi ekhaya sikwazi ku-understand ukuthi hhayi lelo langa singajabula ngoba abantu babe sebathola into zokwenza kodwa njengamanje le minyakeni edlulileyo njengangithi ukuthi singathi thina sajabulela ilanga lezisebenzi mbona ngathi hhayi kuyokuphazaniswa kakhulu.
Ye, umsebenzi wakho lowo wobugadi wokugcina abanye abantu ubona njani? Kuyafikezeka yini?
Kukwekuhle futhi akusebenzeki ngoba anytime uyafa, anytime ungenzeka kuvela ingozi ngoba uma kuthiwa nguwe ogadileyo kutho ukuthi abantu uma bezotshontsha bazoqala ngawo wena okhangeleyo.
Kwakwakwehlela khonokho?
Ya, hayi kunokusehlela kodwa-ke hhayi angikaze ngiqondane lakho exactly.
Umnumzana Justin Moyo ngumantshingelana osebenza kwele South Africa ubexoxalo Cape Stube Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbono wenu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Umalaki Nkomo uthi khona uchampion atholakalaphi ngoba kasela abantu kathi ugconto abantu bazimbazi bayizilima yena bakwazi ukuthi i-ZANU-PF iyadiva i-opposition isebenzisa amakhodi ngoba amakhodi ezimbabwe asebenzela i-ZANU-PF. Ucabanga ukuthi akula muntu akwaziyo ukuthi badilise i-opposition bayithatha bayinikeza uchabango beyisusa kuchamisa ngoba bebona ukuthi uchamisa uwine ama-election uthandwa yi-80% yabantu bezimbabwe njalo lesadaki sitshele umhlaba wonke ukuthi abawinanga ama-election bayenze ubutsotso babona kungcono ukuthi beyidilize i-opposition nela beyithathe itop umuntu ozula ngomgwaqo bemuthi ngu-secretary general we-TPC ukuze bephume kule nkinga abathi bekuyo ngoba ilizwe ngelezimbabwe ngelabantu esibele ZANU-PF. Ngiyabonga ngumasinga lako obulawayo ephumle mati
kunjalo ngibingelele futhi ngibingelele ngithi mina hhayi abavalo kuvalwa esiphatheleni esiphatheleni kabavalo ngiyayisapota futhi lesekuthi uhulumende azame ukuyiprotekta le mali yethu siyayidinga imali yethu kuba sinemali sibe nemali ukuthi umuntu ofuna izikhi ahambe aye ebhenki namarandi ake kumbe namadola ake ahambe aye ebhenki efuna izikhi laphana kumbe ma uneziki ufuna ukuyafuna amadoli yebhenki not esitoni not emakhwameni ma if you can go everywhere kumakhantri lawa kuzothola umuntu othengisa imali umuntu wezimbabwe ngeke uthole omunye umuntu othengisa imali phandle komunye umuntu wezimbabwe umthi Joseph Madibe lokhulumayo esenza ukuthi usegoli kodwa kwamanje ukhulume esegoli 201-638
umuntu nje ongenela ku studio 7 siyabonga kakhulu ungenela la ku studio 7 sibonge kakhulu madoda ngokusixhasa bonke madoda lisixhasa siyalibonga mpela kodwa into esibonayo nje singathi government ingasiza ngayo sicela isize kakhulu esikolo esize kakhulu esikolo ngoba hey ayisikolo zifile ama class afile manje abantu sebegcina sebezidonethela imali sebebona nje ukuthi uma bengasenza kanjani abantwana angeke befunde so i government ayizame badala izame siyacela mpela kakhulu ukuthi nayi government sicela ukuthi nayi sisize ngoba besilalela nje studio 7 kodwa isikhalazo lazozifike lazozwakale khona ngalo ngoba ma ngena kwelakithi engulubeni esikolo sethu hayi isikolo sethu sifile badala sifile badala ngana sina president ngana sina umakhansili.
Labo-ke bebengabanye benu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele imbono yenu nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa lifuna ukuthi silithumele inhlelo zethu lingasithumela isicelo kunombolo zona lezo +1 202 465 0318. Good Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela unanzwa kosuku oluqakathekisa izisebenzi olwe Workers Day ngesikhathi izisebenzi ezilolwazi eZimbabwe ziphuma ngobuningi kuyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni kanye leholo eliphansi kakhulu. Isikhathi kasavumi bakithi kedwa singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu emkhosini wokunanza ilanga lezisebenzi olwe-Workers Day elizweni jikelele. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe-ZIG, iningi lithi lilokhu lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke. Igama ngu-Chris Gande, sidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.